That's who we are, by golly. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. It is Wednesday still, isn't it? Yeah. Joined by Kendi Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce with a bunch of good stuff to tell us. How was your Easter, dear?
Oh, beautiful.
Glad it's over?
No, it was good. I ate too much. I made a big dinner.
So. What'd you have?
Well, I made the traditional ham and potatoes and then rolls and then...
Oh, hang on here just a second. Got to kill that. Okay, go ahead.
So all the traditional. But then my mom brought a Cajun seafood pasta type dish on the side, and it was just as good as the traditional stuff.
Yeah, that's unusual for Easter.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that think, okay, Easter, ham. Christmas, I like to throw a prime rib together. That's my special dish. And, of course, Thanksgiving's got to be turkey, but definitely ham for Easter.
Well, we had it, but then we had a little special side, so it was good. We ate a lot.
So what do we got going on in Coffeyville that the good folks need to know about?
Well, a couple things. First, great news on for our region for track and field. So first, one of our former community college students, Red Raven Andre DeGrasse, he was an Olympian after he left here. And he was awarded the NJCAA Achievement Award. It's kind of a lifetime award.
Right, National Junior College Athletic Association.
Yes. Yeah. So that was a big thing. He's done very well for himself since he left CCC. And then at Phil Kinley High School, Michaela Strickland she's the record holder for the 100-meter hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
Her time was 16:09, and it beat the former record of 16.34. Back in 95. So, on that scale, we're doing great with track and field. So, congratulations to them. Also, a shout out to Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. They recently signed the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Pathway Pledge, which is for a healthier hospital environment for food. And they've actually been going all around town signing pledges with different grocery stores, hospitals, anybody that provides food to make sure there's healthy options.
And that's one of the stereotypes about hospitals and airlines, is that the food leaves a lot to be desired. It sounds great that they're taking the incentive to improve their bill of fare, as it were.
Yeah. I've ate there several times. I think our hospital has really great food. Mm-hmm. But I know that they have to, as most hospitals do, they have to make it a little bit more bland for patients. So that's always the hard thing, you know, but they've done great. For those out there looking for a job, Kansas Works is getting ready to host a virtual fair on April 20th. And then, as I've always said, make sure you go out to the Chamber website. It's easy to remember, CoffeyvilleChamber.com. But we have job postings on there every week. So really good ones in town. So anybody looking for a job, make sure you head out there and check that out. If you haven't visited the library lately, we have a really awesome library here. And they have new changes they've been working on thanks to a grant from the State Library of Kansas. I know they've got new building blocks in the children's area, these huge ginormous ones to play with, and all kinds of stuff. But our library, they're pretty much libraries nowadays are full service. It's not just reading a book. It's everything.
Right.
And our library does a great job at that. If you have high schoolers interested in esports, that's the newest craze, then this summer, CCC is offering a summer camp for high schoolers age 14 to 18. So you can learn all about how to get on esports.
Yeah, my wife is a big-time online gamer. Final Fantasy 14 for her, but esports sounds a little more complex than that.
It is, but they start off with the basics. It's online gaming, but then they take it to the, you know,
to the umpteenth level.
Yes. Coffeyville Area Community Foundation is moving, if you haven't heard. They are wanting to move. They're moving downtown, just about a block away from my office. So being in the heart of the Coffeyville community is something special to them. And they're going to be announcing an open house date later here soon. So we're excited about that. Speaking of businesses and management and moving and things, Coffeyville Tire and Auto, the shop has reopened and it's under new management. So make sure you go in and see them for your automotive needs. Also, speaking of businesses, a shout out. I'm actually going today to a luncheon over in Parsons with the state of Kansas, and they're awarding businesses that have been innovative, strong for their communities, supportive for their communities, and one of our own is getting an award.
Really?
Yes. Nichols Trading Post. Have you been there yet?
Not yet, but congratulations.
Yeah. Nichols Trading Post and Maple Street Meat Market. So downtown, wonderful business, very helpful for our community, and we're excited.
Yeah, it should be.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but I want to remind everybody that the applications are now open for our Leadership Coffeeville class. So this is a program where you can come in and learn about what makes Coffeeville great, our strengths, our challenges, our opportunities, and then also develop leadership skills. So it's the hope is to really build up more leaders so our community can continue to thrive.
What kind of person would benefit from that?
Really anybody, but I would say the target is those and maybe up-and-coming leaders. Maybe their employer's like, I need you to develop your leadership skills so we can move you up in the company. Or those really, for me, selfishly, we want it because we want people to join the commission board right. and the chamber board and get engaged in the community. So by giving them skills and also giving them exposure, you know, they learn like what our community needs and how to step up and be a part of it. So
sounds
that's
kind
of why it started. And I get to facilitate Ooh. The class this year. And it's excited. We're going to be taking tours all around town and doing a lot of great things. So applications are available online. You can stop by the chamber. I've got them. I can email it to you, whatever is easiest. But feel free to give me a call, and I'd be happy to talk to you about the class.
What's your email address?
It is C. Westbrook, which is Candy
right.
Westbrook, at coffeeville.com.
Okay, so remember that.
Yes, remember that. If nothing else, go to the website. My email's on there. You can message us on Facebook, you know, or just Google.
Yeah. What a wonderful time to be alive.
Yes.
All this information superhighway
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Get it anywhere. So some events coming up. Let's talk about all the fun stuff getting ready to happen. This weekend is History Takes Flight. It's the 30th anniversary for the Coffeeville Aviation Museum. So they're going to have a car show, hot dogs, and history, and a few other activities out there. So stop by. If you've never been to the Aviation Museum, it's wonderful and nice time to go out, and it's free. So come out this Saturday. That's from 10 to 2, right there up on the hill by the Aquatics Park.
Right.
And then next weekend, it's a couple different things. In the morning, the Daylight Defenders Lions Clubs have the big pancake feed. They do this every year. It's always yummy. And then all day long are activities for the UP Pocket Park.
Right.
Tongue twister there for you. They're having a ribbon cutting, and there's going to be live music. There's going to be wine tasting, games, activities, just all kinds of stuff. I'll talk about it a little bit more in detail next week. But that is April 30th. That's going to be a good time. So coming up in May, just save the date on these. On the 1st of May is the 29th annual Youth Fishing Derby.
Mm-hmm.
This is stuff our Coffeeville Recreation puts it on every year. And always a big day. Bring out, I mean, even if you don't have a pole, they have a few. But it doesn't matter what age you are. Little bitty toddlers are doing it, you know, to mm-hmm. the older kids. But
where's this fishing getting done?
It's at the little pond at one of the parks over there by the basketball courts and tennis courts.
And what do they got in there?
You know,
trout, yeah, barracudas,
crappie.
Sharks.
I was thinking it was crappie, but it could be trout too. Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe a little shark.
Yeah, just to keep things interesting.
You never know this region.
Yeah, one shark just to keep everybody on their toes.
Yeah. I know that they just got a grant to have it restocked from Kansas Wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
So I have plenty of fish to go around.
There you go.
May 6th is the Holy Name School Carnival. And then the next day is a big event in town. It's the Coffeeville Community College Scholarship Bash. Usually it's about 600-700 people attend. It's a big event. And it's an auction to raise money for scholarships, but it's also just so much fun. It's a really good day. I'll be doing check-in. Come in and see me.
Yeah.
I'll be helping them out. But yeah, good day. Make sure you get tickets now because there have been some years they've sold out, and there's only so much space, even though it's in a big gym.
Right.
Only so
That's
much
a
space.
Lot of people, though.
That's a lot of people, yeah. Yes. And then, of course, I brought this up last week, but want to tell everybody, on the 26th of May, our chamber is celebrating our 115th celebration. We're going to have a time capsule. We're going to have cake, some drinks, some food. We're also going to be sharing a five-year report to kind of just to let our community know some things we've been working on, as well as things we're excited about for the future. And I've been telling everybody, with all this momentum building, it's really a perfect time to join the chamber. So if you're a business that's not been connected yet, our community has really changed a lot, as probably a lot of rural communities have the last 20 years.
Right.
A lot of changes.
Yeah.
And our
some
chambers,
good, not so good.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Ebb and flow, but some definite changes. We as a chamber have had to kind of change a little bit. And it's hard for some because they're like, no, I remember the chamber 50 years ago and how it looked and what we did. And, well, you know, we have to change with the times, too.
That's true.
And so we have been changing. And I would hope in the bright, positive way, I would think. So I'm excited. Give me a call. Be happy to talk to you about it and how you can be a part.
Okay.
Finally, just some reminders and news. If you haven't signed up for our newsletter, I always tell everybody sign up because every week we share tips from our legislators. Speaking of which, oh, I almost forgot to announce that. Senator Peck is conducting a listening tour for our region. He'll be here in Coffeyville on Thursday, 2 p.m., down at Terebinth Coffee House.
Which perfect I just place
went,
for him.
Yeah. I know. Love it. Love it. Just went there this morning. So stop in and see him. Find out all the bills that have been passed, what they're still working on. They're kind of in that last little edge here.
Yeah,
as
the
they
veto
finish up.
Session coming
yeah,
up, right.
So this is the crunch time for them. So if you want to really get your voice heard about what they need to finish up and wrap up, stop in on Thursday.
Yeah, because remember, these guys work for you.
Yeah.
They're your employee.
And they need to hear it multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, from
over and
people.
Over again
yes.
from as many people as possible.
Exactly.
So get yourself down there and make your voice heard.
Exactly. And that's something I do year-round. So I always tell everybody, even if you can't make something, let me know your concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Because I take what I hear all year long and I talk with the legislators on a regular basis about it. In fact, next week I will be in Topeka and I'm actually sitting at a table with several of our representatives and our senator. And I'm going to be kind of nudging them in the right direction of things that we want and see. And
representing for Coffeyville.
That's right. So, but some other things in the news that was in our newsletter this week. New parents are starting to see a major shortage of formula. You know, the last 2 years, the random things that
yeah.
run out, it's just, you know, mind-blowing what's going to be gone. But right now it's...
It's the formula.
Yeah.
At first it was toilet paper.
That's what kicked it all off,
yeah.
you know. Pasta, you know, a month ago. You couldn't hardly find any pasta at the grocery store.
Sugar cubes. Couldn't find sugar cubes.
Really?
Yeah, that was the same down in Myrtle Beach and up here, too. You could not find sugar cubes mm-hmm. on the
yeah.
grocery shelves.
A lot of stuff is because it's shipped overseas. And,
yeah.
you know, that's been backed up. So
mm-hmm.
so that's one. Another thing is, I say this kind of saying, but it goes to show it doesn't matter your age if you have determination.
Mm-hmm.
So a group of elementary students just had a bill signed by Governor Kelly for the new state fruit.
Ah.
I mean, they were just on this. They wanted to make sure that we had a state fruit, and they worked and campaigned. And
what is it?
I don't know. You know, I just know that they were working. I should have checked that out.
I'll double check that when we're done
yeah,
chatting.
We
yeah,
we need to find that out.
Yeah.
It's
got to be something Kansas-related, though.
Yeah.
It can't be like mango or something.
So another reason to shop local. We always talk about that. But a lot of people like to shop online, especially with Amazon. Right now, though, they just announced they're adding a 5% increase to all their third-party sellers,
mm-hmm.
which is a good majority of their sellers,
right.
third-party, which is going to probably have to trickle down to the buyer. So some costs might be going up. Again, if you can find that stuff local.
Get it here local.
Get it here local. There's a lot of unique stuff. Plus, you know, sometimes you want to buy something that not everybody else in the world has.
Right.
So you know it's made quality and it's made good if you get it here locally. So
and the money you spend here tends to stay here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In multiple ways.
Yeah.
So we talk about that all the time. But, yeah. So those were just a few things that were in the news. So, again, sign up for our newsletter and hear all the latest events, happenings, and things going on around town. But I think that's the biggest stuff happening. Of course, graduation happening. I've got a kiddo graduating, so I'm frantically trying to get everything together for that. That's always a crazy time of year. But college and high school graduation and end of the year, it's usually kind of a busy time.
Yeah.
But then hopefully this weather will go away and we'll start to see, you know, spring, summer
stuff. It is starting to look like it's going to warm up and dry up a little bit next week. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Boy, thinking of graduation, this year makes my 49th anniversary. So
wow.
next year, Lord willing and the crick don't rise, I plan to get up to North Dakota for that. I graduated in a tiny little high school
yeah.
in North Dakota. I just want to go see how many of them are still alive.
Well,
so I can gloat over them.
50th anniversary for you. It'll be my 50th birthday next year for me.
Ah.
And I usually don't tell anybody because they always think I look younger. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah. What the heck? All right. Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce getting us up to date on all the important happenings right here in our beautiful little downtown area and around the region. Thanks so much for being with us. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.